So once again, some pretty harsh words from our Lord in the gospel, just calling to mind the reality of this life and really what it takes to say yes to his invitation to discipleship. It's not just merely, as we heard in the last couple of days, just doing certain things, checking certain boxes, or not doing certain things. It's not a morality code where we act well. I mean, that's part of it, of course, but the Lord wants our heart. I mean, he's repeating it to us throughout this whole week, so it must mean that we need to be reminded a few times. You know, kind of hard-headed sometimes, I am. I need to be just made it blatantly clear what the Lord's asking of me. And he shows, like, the evil thoughts, unchastity, theft, murder. I mean, he just goes through this list that can be kind of striking and stark when we realize that these things come from the depths of us, that we have this desire for something, this desire for good, that we're created in the image and likeness of God, as we heard in the first reading from Genesis, both yesterday and today, both creation accounts, how God is so intimately involved in our creation, how he breathes his very breath of life into us. And yet from our heart, we still do these sinful and evil things. But rather than like making us despair or depressed or like afraid or like to shrink back in the impossibility, it should give us the freedom to surrender completely, knowing that we can't do it on our own. That it's not our work, it's only the work of the Holy Spirit living within us that allows us to overcome these seeds of evil that somehow seem to be so deeply rooted within us. It should give us confidence to turn to him. That just like when we do our examination of conscience and we are reminded of those times when we've fallen short, when these gospel passages are so blatant in our face about these areas in our life that we need to repent from, it's his grace. It's God's grace that's calling us to him. So he's trying to open our hearts and open our minds and open our eyes to all the different areas in our life where we allow evil to reign. He's saying, even there, even there, even there, yes, even there, in all the crevices of our hearts. And our hearts, as we hear in the time of the church, of Jesus, is the center of the person, the core of the person. It's not just, you know, we have Valentine's Day soon. It's not just a Cupid kind of heart that butterflies and rainbows. The heart for the Greek person is everything. That's what he says. It's not the stomach where things just pass through. It's your will. It's your reason. It's your intellect. It's your passions. It's your very core that Jesus wants to transform. Not just your morality. He's not just a band-aid when things go wrong. He's your everything. And this is what he's inviting us to. And sometimes it takes the starkness of this to shake us and to surrender. One of the saints that we have the option of memorializing today is Saint Josephine Bakhita. She was born in the 1860s, so pretty recent. She was a Muslim girl, born in Sudan, and taken into slavery. I'm trying to find a quote, that's what I'm looking at. But she was taken into slavery, and for 10 years she was a victim, basically, of human trafficking. So today the church asks us to pray for all those victims of human trafficking. And she's that patron, you can say, for those victims. And so we want to pray for those. But she eventually found her way into an Italian household of a Christian, of a Catholic, and encountered Christ, encountered the love of Christ through her new family. So she surrendered her life, became a Catholic, and became a religious sister, and served her community for 54 years. And the quote I was unable to find, She says that if she could meet her captors, her abusers, her torturers, she would kiss their feet. If it wasn't for them, she would never have found Jesus. Can you imagine? I mean, when you read the account of the torture she went through, it's horrible. And she would be thankful because of that she went through, she found Christ. What an inspiration for each one of us. That the sufferings that we face, and some of them might not be exactly the same as hers, but personally they can feel just as intense. That if we persevere by God's grace, if we allow His grace to purify our hearts, we can see God's grace even in the darkest parts of our life. And in turn, give Him praise for those things. Not that He designed them for us, or it's His will that we went through them, but by God's grace, we can see His grace in all things. And that's what we want. That's the heart the Lord wants each one of us to have. And so while today we pray for those trapped in human trafficking, we pray for ourselves too, because our hearts are trapped in human trafficking, the trafficking of sin, and how deep those wounds are and how deep those seeds of sin in some areas of our hearts still remain after all these years of walking with the Lord. So we pray for her intercession for each one of us to be free from those chains of sin, that we can be set free. And that when we look back on our lives, we'll see God's grace active in every part of our life and be able to give Him praise, because everything has brought us to this point. And in a few moments, Jesus will be here. And if we receive Him worthily, there's enough grace here to bring us to the heights of heaven. And we can sing truthfully that responsorial song. Bless the Lord, my soul. All that is within me, bless His holy name.